Olá, I'm going to tell you now about something that happened during one afternoon of a lovely Canadian summer day. I can now hear like the birds singing, the trees are like dancing with the breeze, and there is a kind of a typical smell in the air, like a summer smell, you know? And here I am next to my mom, who I haven't seen for over 3 years. Well, my dad passed away about a year ago, and unfortunately, I couldn't go to his funeral. But for some reason, I can feel his energy today. And here we are, sitting by our deck, enjoying the beauty of the mountains around us, enjoying the moment. Neighbors are mowing their lawn, people walking by, kids playing freely on the streets. You know, a nice, typical, friendly Canadian neighborhood. Oh, and there is a river about 5 minutes walking down from my street. My mom, of course, as curious as she is, keeps asking me about absolutely everything. Who is that? Why this? Why that? What if? Loads of questions. We don't know the neighbors yet, but we do know one thing. Canadians love animals of all kinds. And then suddenly my mom asks me, "Que bicho é aquele vindo ali, minha filha?" Meaning, "What kind of animal is that coming down here, my daughter?" I have no idea what she's talking about, but when I turn, I see a bear happily walking down the street. Well, hold on a second. I come from a place of killer mosquitoes, snakes, jaguars, you know, etc. I only know bears from books and from internet. That's the first time I see a real bear. And I don't know what to do, of course. I don't know what to say. A bear right here, literally by our house? What should I do? My mom starts to freak me out, pulling my arm, asking me what am I going to do about it, that it's perigoso, it means dangerous. What about if he jumps here, where we are? She asked. Panic and curiosity take over our family time. I am now feeling overwhelmed. Then we suddenly realize that the bear might not be that happy, but he's hungry, or as they say here, hangry. What is he going to do? Is he now what? He's now trying to open our neighbor's gate. Well, but he's getting furious. And bah! He breaks the gate with one paw. As easy as ripping paper. Oh my God! Why are people still walking by? I yell from my deck to alert them, but it seems no one really cares. Hey! There is a bear right there! Be careful! Few of them seems to freak out, but most definitely seem to be enjoying the day. Finally, I decide to call the police, asking for advice. Politely, the officer tells me, "Ma'am, I suggest you to relax and just get away from the bear." He mentions that someone would come later to assess the situation, but to be honest, it never came. Well, most neighbors are now outside their houses. They are chatting, they are laughing, and then we decided to come out to understand what's going on, to understand the situation, you know? I have never got to know any of them before. I see them around, but I never talk to them. But because of the bear, we got to know each other now, introducing ourselves and learning about bears. And here they say, "Oh, they are not so dangerous." And I go like, "Oh yeah, do I believe it? Nope." One neighbor even told me off. "There is no need to call the cops for that. They might kill the bear for no reason." Clearly, he got really upset with me and shows me what to do just in case it happens again. And then he starts to shake his hands up in the air, like trying to fly, I think, and yells loud, awkward noises like a covered man. Rrr, rrr. What the heck? Does he really think I'm gonna do that? Not sure. And the bear continues his adventure. Now he's at another neighbor's backyard, eating probably half of his plums. And now I'm here holding a can of beer given by another neighbor, and I ask myself if this is part of the Canadian culture. Better to know our neighbors when in the presence of an animal, bears or dogs, usually. Oh, and a beer, please.